Good evening po sa lahat. Ako po si John Maynes and I serve as one of the pastors dito sa Crossroads. And tonight po magsisimula na tayo ng ating 5 weeks na sermon series. Pag-aaralan po natin yung The Lord's Prayer. And yun po ay makikita natin sa Book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6 verses 5-8. I know na many of us, if not most of us, ay very familiar na sa The Lord's Prayer. And parang I can hear na nire-recite nyo ngayon sa isip nyo yan. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Kabisado natin yan dahil lalo-lalo na kung lumaki tayo sa background ng Catholic. So very familiar tayo sa word na to. And marami sa atin by heart, alam natin ang Lord's Prayer. Ang prayer po ay para sa atin na this is a parang we're used to it na po. Alam na natin paano mag-pray. Habit na natin to. Part na ito ng ating culture bilang the only Christian nation sa Asia. Tayo mga Pilipino ay known as bilang isang relihiyosong tao, isang relihiyosong bansa. And dahil sa familiarity natin sa prayer is parang we take it lightly na lang. Ano? And interestingly, si Jesus, tinuturuan niya ang kanyang mga disciples how to pray. I think kailangan din natin to. We need to grow sa ating prayer. We need to learn how to pray. Dahil ang prayer po ay isa sa pinakamahalagang aspeto ng buhay ng Kristiyano. Prayer is one of the most wonderful na privilege na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. And tayo ay, marami sa atin lumaki sa Christian home. Marami sa atin, we know ang Christian language. We know how to pray. And yet, marami sa atin nag-i-struggle pa rin pagdating sa prayer. I'm not sure about sa karamihan sa atin, pero ako, maybe many of us, ito ang ating kailangan. We know exactly na I need to grow sa prayer. I'm struggling sa prayer. Prayer is crucial sa buhay ng Kristiyano, gaya nung nasabi ko. Sinabi ni Martin Luther, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. So, kinumpara niya ang prayer sa breathing. Ang prayer is kagaya ng ating paghinga. Ang paghinga po ay isa sign of life na tayo ay buhay. Prayer is a sign na tayo ay buhay na Kristiyano. Hindi po ba na parang mas madali pang mag-serve na lang sa church, to serve sa ministry, or do anything else kesa mag-pray or mag-develop tayo ng discipline sa prayer? Kasi we know na mahirap ang prayer. Mahirap ang discipline ng prayer. Maraming tension sa ating puso, sa isip natin when we pray. Pero dahil ito ay crucial sa buhay natin and the Bible encourages, command sa atin to pray. So, ang kailangan natin, we need to do something para lumago sa ating prayer life. And sa history ng church, most of the great Christian leaders are men of prayer. Mga kilalang men na nagde-devote ng time sa prayer. So, if you desire to be an effective Christian and a strong Christian, you need to grow sa prayer. And yan po pag-aaralan natin sa buong 5 weeks ng buong July, the Lord's Prayer and the Lord Jesus Himself, tuturuan niya tayo how to pray. Pero before tayo pumunta sa what to pray, yun yung content ng prayer, Our Father in Heaven, before tayo pumunta roon, tonight, magpo-focus muna tayo sa how. How to pray. Yan ang makikita natin sa passage natin na binasa ni Ate Lenny kanina. Matthew 6 verses 5 to 8. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo. Matthew 6 verses 5 to 8. Bigyan ko po kayo ng konting background ng ating passage. Sa book po ng Matthew, dineclare ni Matthew na si Jesus ay ang fulfillment ng Old Testament promises or prophecy. Makikita niyo po yun sa buong book ng Matthew. Si Matthew, pinakamaraming kinote na Old Testament prophecy sa Gospels. So, Jesus, sinimula niya sa chapter 1, Jesus is the seed of Abraham that all the nations will be blessed. He is the rightful Davidic king, the eternal king, the everlasting king. And yan po ang isa sa major theme ng Matthew. King and kingdom. And ang Sermon of the Mount is about the people of the kingdom. Yung Sermon of the Mount po makikita nyo from chapter 5 hanggang 7. Ito po ang pinakamahabang teaching ni Jesus. And this is the one of the greatest sermon sa history ng tao. So, it's about the kingdom and the people of the kingdom. Ang Sermon of the Mount, o mas kilala bilang Beatitudes, is hindi po tayo tinuturuan paano maging Kristiyano. Hindi po tinuturo sa Sermon of the Mount paano maka-enter sa kingdom. What Jesus is saying, ito ang itsura ng tao sa kingdom. This is the people na already part ng kingdom of heaven. Yan po ang tinuturo sa atin. And yung teaching ni Jesus dyan is countercultural sa panahon na yon, sa panahon ng biblical times na yon. Countercultural sa common belief, sa common practices ng mga Hudyo. Many of them po, especially mga religious leaders, yung Pharisees and scribes, which is specifically in-address ni Jesus dito, they believe na they're already in the kingdom, na sila ay nasa loob na ng kingdom ng Panginoon. And, pero, they were not. Inakala nila yan na they're with God dahil sa pagiging religious nila, dahil sa kanilang zealousness sa law ni Moses and yung outward devotion and righteousness nila. But Jesus proved them wrong. Ang requirements to enter the kingdom ay dapat true and perfect righteousness from the inside and outside. Yan po ang tinuro ni Jesus. A high standard of righteousness na impossible na ma-achieve ng kahit sino sa panahon na yun, even sa panahon natin ngayon. Then in chapter 6, in-address ni Jesus yung tatlong common na Jewish practices ng righteousness or devotion sa Panginoon. Ito yung sa chapter 6 verse 1 to 4, ito yung giving to the needy, pagbibigay. And then makikita natin sa chapter 6 verse 5 to 15 is about prayer. And sa verse 16 to 18 is about fasting. Ito pong tatlo na to ay major sa mga Hudyo, sa Judaism. Ito ay practice ng religion, ng kanilang righteousness. Tinuturo ni Jesus dito sa chapter 6, ang tunay na practice ng outward act of righteousness is ito po, hindi ang mga Pharisee. Ito yung mag-aaralan natin ngayon. Ang main warning sa lahat po, sa tatlong ito, merong warning si Jesus. Makikita natin sa verse 1, chapter 6. Ang sabi niya ron, beware of practicing your righteousness before the people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Yan po ang warning niya sa tatlong practice ng religion na yan, ng righteousness. And ito rin po ang warning niya sa ating passage tonight. Jesus addressed, ano ba ang tunay na motivation and manner natin pagdating sa prayer? True prayer does not seek the reward of man, but desires a genuine communion and reward from the Father. Yan po ang big idea ng ating passage. Again, ang tunay na prayer ay hindi para makuha ang praises o reward ng tao, but to desire a genuine communion and reward from our Father in heaven. And binigyan tayo ni Jesus ng dalawang ways how to approach God in prayer. Una po, pray intimately. So verses 5 to 6. And sumunod po, pray sincerely. Verses 7 to 8. Hinati ko po yung dalawang, meron po tayong dalawang sub-points. Makikita po natin as we go through. Tignan natin yung unang way. Pray intimately. Verses 5 to 6. Basahin niyo po yung verse 5. Let's read verse 5. And when you pray, pause muna po tayo. And let's try to understand this. Yung word po na and, ikinoconnect niya po yung passage natin sa preceding verse. Sa previous verses, it connects sa ating overall theme ng chapter 6, ng section na to. Sabi sa, yung binasa ka natin, verse 1, sabi doon, beware of practicing your righteousness before the people in order to be seen by them. Anong result? For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Then Jesus said, sa verse 2, when you give, so yun po yung una. Then there's a verse 5, when you pray, eh pagpinuntahan nyo verse 16, when you fast, ito ang warning. Don't do it for you to be noticed ng tao. So, Jesus is not saying na, huwag niyong gawin yan. Huwag kayong mag-fast, huwag kayong mag-prayer, huwag kayong magbigay. Hindi po, hindi yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus. What Jesus is saying, continue gawin itong mga practices na to. But listen to my warning. Go to verse 5 again. And when you pray, again, pause tayo. Ang phrases na when you pray, ito po ay repeated. Makakita niyo sa passage natin. Repeated po sa verse 5, and when you pray, verse 6, but when you pray, verse 7, and when you pray. Sa pag-aaral po ng Bible, isa po sa rules or rule of thumb para po maintindihan natin ang passage is tignan natin yung mga repeated words, repeated ideas, or repeated na theme para po makita natin ano ba yung sinasabi ng passage na to. So, isa po yan sa ating pag-aaral ng Bible. And nakita natin na mayroong repetition. Jesus repeat to, when you pray. So, mayroong emphasis si Jesus. Ang sinasabi niya dito is, ang people of the kingdom o ang tunay na Kristiyano ay nagpe-pray. When you pray, hindi po kumando. Hindi niya kinukumand. Mag-pray ka. Ang sabi ni Jesus, when you pray, I'm expecting you're going to pray because you are my disciples. So, ang isang Kristiyano nagpe-pray. And Jesus didn't say na, if you pray. Bakit po? Dahil hindi optional ang prayer sa buhay ng Kristiyano. Jesus says, when you pray, or whenever you pray, so, malinaw po yun. We should be people, a praying people. Bilang Kristiyano, it should be a way of life natin. Sabi ng isang theologian na si Jonathan Edwards, prayer is as natural an expression of faith as breathing is to life. Similar ng binanggit ko kanina, kinote ko kay Martin Luther, na sinabi ni Luther, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. If you are not praying, maybe you need to examine ang inyong sarili. If wala kang desire to pray, to set aside ng time to pray, maybe you are not a disciple. Because yung sinabi ni Jesus, ang people of the kingdom is a praying people. Sabi ng mga theologian, if you are not praying, you are not breathing, you are dead. So when you pray, malinaw po yun ang sinabi ni Jesus. And observe po natin, ang word na pray, kung pag-aaralan natin yung word study, yung grammatical, ano niya, dito means a continuous practice. Yung tenses po ng word na to is present, continuous. So, ang sinasabi ni Jesus, when you pray, ito ay way of life. Continuous. Not a one-time prayer. Not every Friday or Sunday. Not every Bible study. Not every prayer meeting. When you pray, it should be a continuous way of life sa'yo. Hindi optional. Hindi two times a week. A continuous way of life. Ongoing action po yung dinidescribe dito nung pray. Prayer ay part ng buhay ng Kristiyano. Jesus is assuming na lahat ng Kristiyano ay nagpe-pray. Siguro nasa isip mo ngayon, prayer lang pala eh. Palagi naman ako nagpe-pray. Sa gabi, bago ako matulog, I pray. Pagising ko sa umaga, I pray. Before kumain, I pray. Before mag-travel, I pray. It's my way of life. Then I'm okay. That's good po. And yun ang ina-expect ni Jesus sa atin. Every part ng life natin, we should pray. That is a must sa isang disciples or sa isang Kristiyano. Pero, hindi po ibig sabihin na just because we are praying, we're okay. Yes, you regularly pray, pero marami tayong hindi alam about prayer. And maybe we are praying wrong. And maybe we are praying not to God. That's why Jesus teaches sa mga disciples niya how to pray. And sa Luke 11, makikita niyo yung Lord's Prayer din doon. And sa Luke 11 verse 1, ito ang sinabi ng mga disciples niya. Lord, teach us to pray. What? Ang tagal po na tumusunod kay Jesus. Yan ang nirequest mo, teach us to pray. Hindi nila nirequest, Lord, teach me how to preach. Lord, teach me how to walk sa water. Lord, teach me how to magpalayas ng mga demonyo. No, hindi na ina. Lord, teach us to pray. Because mahirap po ang mag-pray. Mahirap to set ng discipline sa prayer. Just like the disciples, lahat po tayo, walang exception dito. We need to learn how to pray. Romans 8:26, para po sa lahat sa atin lahat yun. Yung Romans 8:26, sinabi doon na, for we do not know what to pray as we ought. Hindi po natin alam. We need help. So, ano ba dapat mag-pray? Look at verse 5 again. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received the reward. Nagbigay dito ng guidelines si Jesus, how not to pray. The negative, not to pray. Ito ang first sub point natin, pray not for the reward of men. When you pray, sabi ni Jesus, don't be like hypocrites. Ano ba yung hypocrites? Sa atin, pag tayo nasabihan ng hypocrites, naku, napakasakit po sa atin yan. Meron na ba sa inyo nasabihan ng hipokrito ka? Masakit po, di ba? We know exactly yung ibig sabihin ng hipokrito. Mapagpanggap ka, mapagkunwari ka. Lalo sa ating bilang Kristiyano, masakit na masabihan tayo na hipokrito. Hipokrito, sabihan ka na mahal mo sa buhay, nakasal, hipokrito ka. Mukha kang banal sa church. May sungay ka sa bahay. We are playing two character po, ano? Yun po yung sa atin. Pero ang meaning nito sa original language is actor. Yung hypocrite. Actor. Artista. Yun po ang ibig sabihin niyan. An actor na nagpe-perform sa isang character sa Greek theater. Meron po mga teatro doon sa mga Griego, mga Greek. Meron nagpe-play doon. Nagsusot sila ng mask. Mga hypocrites po ang tawag doon. Yun po ang description sa original language. So, a play, someone playing ng role, someone playing ng script. Pero hindi sila yon. It's the role na pinaplay nila. Sa context ng passage natin, ang mga tao na ito, o mga hypocrites, they are pretending to be a man of prayer na nagpe-pray. Nagpe-pray saan? In public. Pero ginagawa lang nila yon to be seen by men. Kita niyo sa verse natin. Ang kanilang puso ay malayo sa Diyos. Nakita niyo ba yung sinabi ron? Why they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and sit the corner? So that they may be seen by others. Kita niyo sa last part ng verse 5. So, nagpe-pray sila in public, not for the purpose ng prayer. Para makita sila ng tao. Sino ba itong mga hypocrites na ito? Jesus is addressing itong hypocrites na ito. Sila po yung mga Pharisees and scribes. Sila yung mga religious leader. Ang mga taong ito sa time na yan ay mga high profile. Mga bigating tao po. Ito, mga ginagalang. People look up to them. Before na i-confront ni Jesus to, that time, bilib na bilib ang mga tao sa kanila. Sobrang banal nitong mga tao. Kung panahon na yon na andun tayo, makita mo yung mga Pharisees, ito talaga ang anak ng Diyos. Because makikita mo sa kanila gaano sila kabanal, gaano yung practice nila ng righteousness, yung zealousness nila sa law ni Moses. So, talagang kahanga-hanga po itong mga to. And that's why tinuro ni Jesus ang Sermon of the Mount. Na counter-cultural sa kanila. Pero, hindi yun ang basihan ng to be in the kingdom. Jesus sees them as the opposite. He called them hypocrites. Actor. Artista na gumaganap ng papel na hindi naman sila. Nagpipretend na a righteous person na nagpe-pray, pero hindi yun ang intention nila. Their heart is so far away from God. Mga artista. Tignan niyo sa Matthew 23 verse 27. Sabi ni Jesus, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Why? For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. You look good outside, pero bulok inside. Hypocrites. Maganda po sa labas, mukhang banal, lagi namang nasa church, kumakanta. He knows how to speak ng Christian language. Laging may dalang Bible, pero bulok inside. Yun po yung hypocrites. Pretenders, the great pretender. Hypocrites po ang yun yung mga tao na hindi naman talaga Diyos ang kanilang sinusunod, kundi ang sarili nila. Again, ang issue po dito is not whether you should pray. Ang issue po is how and why you pray. It's the motives. Motives po ang ina-address ni Jesus dito. Ano ba ang motives ng hypocrites? Bitingnan po ulit natin yung verse 5. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received the reward. Isa-isayin po natin. Hypocrites love to pray. Wala pong problema doon. Walang problema si Jesus doon. Thumbs up si Jesus doon. You love to pray. Hindi po yun ang concern ni Jesus. Hindi niya concern yung love nila to pray. And ang true disciples should be known as people who love to pray. Masasabi ba sa iyo ng asawa mo or ng mga anak mo or ng mga tao sa paligid mo na itong tao na to, he loves to pray? Kaya ba sabihin sa atin ng mga nakapaligid sa atin that we are a people of prayer? Walang problema si Jesus. We should love to pray. Hindi din issue dito yung body posture. Hindi issue kay Jesus nakatayo mag-pray. Ang standing sa prayer is one of the common ways ng prayer sa Bible. Sa biblical time, merong nagpe-pray ng nakaupo, nakaluhod, nakahiga, face down. Hindi ito ang issue. Posture is unimportant dito. Walang halaga kung anumang position, body posture mo, paano ka mag-pray. Wala din problema sa location ng prayer. Synagogue, yun po yun, parang church. It's a gathering. Sa panahon natin ngayon, parang church po. It's a gathering na kung saan ginagawa nila yung study ng scripture, they worship, they prayer, nag-aaral sila ron, kumuha sila ng instruction from the scribes, sa religious leaders. Wala ding issue sa street corner. Walang problema sa praying in public or sa gathering. Hindi po yan ang problema ni Jesus sa kanila. Hindi problema ang body posture, hindi problema kung saan lugar ka nagpe-pray. Ang ina-address ni Jesus dito is ang kanilang intention, ang kanilang motives. Balikan po natin yung verse 5. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corner. So far, walang problema dun. Bakit nila ginagawa yun? Anong motive? Continue reading verse 5. So that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received the reward. Itong mga tao na to, they love to pray. Pero nakakalungkot na it's not ultimately prayer ang love nila. It's not even ang Diyos ang gusto nila. Ang Diyos na they are supposed to pray to, hindi yun ang love nila. Ang problema dito is they love themselves. A self-centered love. They love ng bawat opportunity to display ang kanilang sarili. They're more concerned anong tingin ng tao sa kanila. Anong sasabihin ng tao sa kanila. Ang intention and audience ng kanilang prayer is ang tao, hindi ang Diyos. Naalala ko noon, when I was a volunteer teacher sa pre-teens ministry noon sa Redeemer Church, mga ages 10 to 12 po yung tinuturuan ko noon. Madami sila, more than 20 mga bata, kabataan. Dumating yung mga parents ng mga bata and even yung pastor namin. And para mag-observe sila sa class. And then I need to start ng class. Na-assign ako mag-open prayer. Sobra pong kinabahan ako. Kabado-kabado, gulong-gulo ang isip ko. Ang dami agad pumasok sa isip ko. Baka baluktot ang English ko. Baka may masabi akong maling theology. Baka hindi ma-impress ang mga magulang ng mga batang to, saka yung pastor ko. Sobrang anxious na anxious ako. Parang every second na nag-iisip ako, parang gusto ko lumabas na lang. Takot na takot ako mag-pray. And after ng prayer, iniisip ko pa rin na, ano kaya yung mga nasabi ko? Natuwa kaya yung pastor ko? O natuwa kaya yung parents ng mga bata? Now, I realize, nung nag-pray ako, when I prayed that time, I was not praying to God. Ang intention and audience ng prayer ko is yung mga taong nandun. I want to impress them. I'm not praying to God nung panahon na yun. As I prepared tong sermon na to, masyado akong na-convict. Binabasa ko yung page. For the parang past 2 weeks, I'm trying to memorize yung passage. Parang I want to, yung word for word, makabisado ko. And every time na nakikita ko to, naano yung heart ko. Because I serve as a pastor. Maraming times na I prayed in public. I pray dito sa pulpit. I pray even sa parking lot or kung saan man na merong opportunity or need to pray sa isang kapatiran. I know, may mga times or maraming times na I was a hypocrite. Na I was praying to you, not to God. Hindi tama ang puso ko. And that's a dangerous place to be kung magpapatuloy tayo. Maybe sinasabi mo ngayon, buti na lang hindi ako masyadong involved sa public prayer. No, mga kapatid. We can be hypocrites even sa bahay natin. Even sa small group Bible study, even sa one-to-one discipleship. If ang intention is to display sa ating mga sa ating asawa, sa ating anak, or sa ibang tao, how good we are sa prayer, how pious or how zealous we are bilang Kristiyano, na marami tayong alam sa theology, kung yan lang intention natin, that is hypocrisy. Sino man na ang intention sa prayer is to be seen by men, ng tao, to get the applause ng tao, ay isang hypocrite. Ang sabi ni Jesus, do not be like hypocrites. Ang importante sa mga hypocrites ay ang mga tao, yung crowd. Sino ba ang nandito ngayon? Yun ang yung intention nila. They pray for the crowds. Mataas ang kanilang fear of man kesa fear of God. A prayer na directed sa tao will not get any reward from God. Yan ang sinabi ni Jesus. Kung ang target natin sa prayer is to impress ang mga tao, that's all the reward we will get or we can get. Yan ang sinabi ni Jesus. Tingnan niyo yung last part ng verse 5. Truly, I say to you, they have received the reward. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus, hypocrites are paid in full. Yung praises ng tao, yung kanilang ego, yung pride, that's it. Na-satisfy na ang yung ego, ang yung pride, that is your reward. That's it. Wala na. And there is no need for God to reward ang prayer ng hypocrites. In the first place, hindi naman God ang ina-address nila. And God will never reward yung mga ganong prayer. Mga kapatid, this is a warning na binigay ni Jesus. Don't pray for outward appearance. Don't pray for the praises of men. Don't practice ang inyong righteousness just to get the attention ng tao. Don't pray for the reward of men. God hates those prayers. Pray intimately. Praying intimately is not praying for the reward of men, but praying for the reward from God. Yan po yung second sub-point natin. Tingnan po yung verse 6. But when we pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret will reward you. Wow, merong reward. Jesus gave us ng malaking contrast. Makikita natin dito yung contrast between prayer ng hypocrites and prayer ng a true prayer. Go into your room and shut the door. Ano pong contrast noon? Those hypocrites who played in public, who pray for the attention ng tao, who played sa crowd. Ito pa isang contrast. Pray to the Father And those hypocrites, they are praying sa tao, not to the Father. Again, Jesus is not against. Hindi niya kinokondem ang public prayer or prayer sa gathering. Makikita natin na ang mga apostles and early church ay praying in public sa Acts 1 verse 14. Even Jesus prays in public. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito is, pray to God intimately. I believe Jesus is speaking dito metaphorically. Dahil hindi naman lahat ng tao doon merong bahay na merong inner room. Pero yung dinidescribe na inner room dito is parang store room. Doon nila tinatago yung mga mahalagang bagay nila para walang makakuha. So yun ang sinasabi doon, go to that room. Pero Jesus speaking metaphorically. Hindi niya sinasabi na masama o kasalanan ang mag-pray in public. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus, when you pray, don't let the crowd be the focus ng iyong prayer. Don't be distracted ng surroundings mo. Ang prayer ay time of intimacy with God. Communion with God. Hindi ito time to display how good we are. We are not. Let God be the focus and audience ng ating prayer. Yun ang sinasabi ni Jesus. God is willing to hear you pray to Him. He wants you to pray to Him. He is inviting you, come to me, pray to me. Go to Him in prayer with intimacy. Pray to your Father who is in secret. Now, hindi po ibig sabihin ng your Father is in secret is na-contain ng Diyos sa isang place. Hindi po siya nasa isang lugar lamang. That's the wrong theology. God is everywhere, omnipresent. God is in the synagogues, kung nagpe-pray mga hypocrite. God is in the street corner. Nasa bahay natin, nasa kwarto natin, He is always present. And nakikita niya at alam niya ang bawat intention ng heart natin when we pray. Jesus is inviting us to approach God intimately. He will listen to you and He will reward your intimate prayer sa Kanya. It's more of a heart issue dito. Shut the door ng puso at isipan mo. When you pray, shut the door para hindi makapasok yung pride, yung arrogance, yung self-centeredness natin, yung destruction, yung sin. Focus on God. It's so easy to be distracted ng maraming bagay. Because we are weak in the flesh. We desire sin. We desire destruction. Wala tayong desire to be close to God. When you pray, ano po yung madalas na nasa isip natin? Na nakakaagaw ng attention nyo? Mahirap po, di ba? We all know ang struggle. I'm not sure kung, hindi ko na kailangan itaas yung kamay nyo, pero ilan po dito yung masasabi niya, sarili niya, I'm successful pagdating sa prayer. I'm so proud of my prayer life. Ako po hindi. Alam ko marami sa atin dito kagaya ko, you are not proud sa inyong prayer life. And this is the purpose nating pag-aaral. We want to grow in prayer. Do you have a personal, intimate, private prayer? If wala, I suggest sa inyo, try to set a time para sa prayer. Time na you can be alone with God. Na walang distraction. Hindi yung time na pagod ka na from work, and then, hirap na hirap ka nang bumangon para mag-pray. Pinihila mo lang katawa mo, kailangan kong gawin to, kailangan kong mag-pray just to say a few words. No. Set time. Set time for you to pray, karoon ng time sa Panginoon. God is inviting you to talk to Him. Yun ang invitation ni Jesus. He will reward you. Go to Him. Pray to Him in secret, with intimacy. He will reward you. Maraming Kristiyano, they find na ang early time in the morning, yun ang nagiging helpful sa kanila. Read ng scripture and pray early morning. Walang distraction. Tulog pa yung mga anak mo, yung mga sa bahay mo, mga boardmate mo, tulog pa sila. That is helpful. Set time. Don't give God ng excess lang na time. Yung mga garbage time natin. we live and move and have our being sa Panginoon. Spend time with Him. So, yeah, it doesn't matter po kung nakatayo kayo mag-pray early morning or nakaupo or you praying loud. It's up to you. Pero ang importante po, we have to start to pray. Start yung discipline ng prayer. If you don't start, paulit-ulit lang ang araw, you will struggle to pray. Magiging routine lang sa inyo yung mga routine prayer nyo, religious prayer nyo. Kapatid, ipula po tayong prayer, private prayer, it will manifest sa ating public life. If yung private life natin, wala tayong communion sa Panginoon, it's just a matter of time. People will notice that. Sa inyong public life, you are not a praying Christian. Pinag-uusapan namin ng asawa ko itong passage na ito, itong sermon ko. Meron siya siner sa akin. Sabi niya, alam mo, naalala ko nung ano, she opened up sa akin a few years ago. You know, I struggle sa prayer eh. Natatakot ako kasi minsan hindi ko alam kung baka maling words yung masabi ko or baka hindi sound theology yung magilaman ng prayer ko. Yun yung sabi niya. Pero sabi niya, I realize na that's why hindi ako natatakot because of I don't know the words. Sabi niya, bakit ako natatakot is because I don't have ng private communion with God. That's why walang laman. That's why wala tayong masabi. It's not because we don't know the words. We know. Pero yung heart natin, empty. Wala tayong private life with God. That's why nagmamanifest sa ating public life, sa ating ministry. Our private prayer with God is crucial po sa ating public Christian life, sa ating ministry. Without intimate and private time with God, how can you expect to be an effective Christian? How can you expect that you can serve the church? Sa seminary class ko po, meron akong course, last semester lang, pastoral. Isa, we studied yung bawat yung task ng isang pastor. And number one is prayer. Tatlo lang po ang task na pinaka-importante sa isang pastor. Number one is prayer. Number two is study the Word of God. Number three is to preach and teach. If you neglect ang number one prayer, hindi ka magiging effective. If you neglect a study ng Word of God, your ministry will... Even sa Christian, if you are not a ministry leader, ganun din po yun. We need prayer. We need to grow sa prayer. The more we spend with God, the more nagkakaroon ng substance, ng content yung sinasabi natin. Meron pangako ng Panginoon to those who pray intimately sa Kanya. Sabi doon, He will reward you. Do you have a secret place for God? Do you intentionally set aside ng time to shut the door and just be with God? Mga kapatid, ang prayer should be a way of life sa atin. Yun yung din yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Intentionally, gumagawa tayo ng paraan para magkaroon tayo ng time sa Panginoon. If kaya natin gawin yun sa ibang appointment natin, if kaya natin gawin mag-set ng time to meet someone, kaya natin mag-set ng time, tapusin yung trabaho natin, set time for prayer. Don't be an atheist. Without prayer, ang sinasabi mo, I can live my life without God. I don't need God. So kahit anong oras pa yan, kahit saang lugar pa yan, set a secret place sa heart mo, sa schedule mo for God. He promised to hear and reward you. Tignan natin yung last part ng verse 6. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Ang prayer na sinasagot ng Diyos ay prayer na directed sa Kanya. A hypocritical prayer gets the reward from man. That's it. Ang intimate prayer gets the reward from God. Ano po ba yung reward? I'm not sure po kung ano yung mga reward na yan. Ano yung reward na binibigay ng paano? Maaring answered prayer? But God is not promising na lahat ng prayer natin will be answered. Hindi po yun ang promise. There will be prayer na hindi ma-answer. Ang masagot ng Panginoon, maybe yes, maybe no, or maybe not now. So, ano po yung mga reward na yun? God will reward sa tayo in many different ways. Tignan niyo po yung Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Sabi rin, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Psalm 91 verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Ito po ang greatest reward natin sa Panginoon. A peace that surpasses all understanding and to abide in the Almighty God and to be near to God's presence. Ito po, meron pa bang gusto niyo pang ibang reward sa Panginoon? This is the greatest reward na makukuha natin sa Panginoon. Na you can say, whatever is going on sa buhay natin, whatever circumstances meron ako, God's peace and presence is enough for me. It will remind us na it is well with my soul. Whatever my lot, it is well with my soul. Yan po ang binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon. The more you draw to God, intimacy, prayer, the more na nag-grow ka sa peace sa iyong heart. Kakaroon ka ng kapayapaan sa puso mo. Whatever circumstances, God will calm the storm. Ang second way to pray is, pray sincerely. Sincerely. Makita natin yan sa verse 7 to 8. One way to pray sincerely is, by not, negative, praying with meaningless words. Look at verse 7. And when you pray, do not heap up empty praises as the Gentiles do. Why? For they think that they will be heard for the many words. Ang word na empty praises sa ibang translation is to babble. Or ibig sabihin sa dictionary is talk rapidly and continuously in a foolish, excited, or incomprehensible way. Ganun po raw yung empty praises, bubble. So original language po, medyo mahirap po ito yung Greek na language ito. Unique po ito sa Greek na dito lang sa New Testament na gamit. And ang word po is batalogeo. Parang they say na parang inimbentong words to nung writer na kinumbayan. Batalogeo. Sabi ng isang scholars, ito daw ay literally saying bata ng paulit-ulit. Parang bata, bata, bata. Ganun lang. Bata, bata. Ganun lang po. Parang alam niyo po yung parang nag-a-utter siya ng words na wala naman nakakaintindi. Yun daw po yung practice ng mga Gentiles or ng mga pagan. Tignan po ulit natin verse 7. And when you pray, do not heap up empty praises as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. So ang mga Gentiles or pagan dito sa ano na to is those people na hindi nila naiintindihan what it means to know God as a heavenly Father. Wala silang understanding sa Diyos. Ang prayer na ginagawa ng mga Gentiles dito describe two ways, babbling and many words. Sa Greek po, yung many words na yun, single word lang po yun. Maraming sinasabi. Nag-a-utter ng meaningless words at ang daming sinasabi. Babbling indicates na ang prayer repeats the same words over and over again without thinking. Many words. Meron pong practice ang mga pega na they are trying to mention ang mga names ng God nila. They are trying to manipulate ang Diyos na with the hopes na mag-respond tong Diyos na to. They will say na kung ano-anong words. Yun po ang practice ng mga pagan. Na sa akala nila na by repeating ang paulit-ulit ang meaningless words, sasagutin sila ng Diyos. It's to manipulate God. To force God to respond. Jesus warned them, do not be like them. Na hindi alam paano i-approach ang Diyos. Maalala niyo yan sa 2 Kings 18, yung si Elijah saka yung mga prophets ni Baal, nagkaroon sila ng competition. Nag-pray yung maraming prophets ni Baal. Pray sila ng pray, ng paulit-ulit, ang dami nilang sinasabi sa Diyos nila. Ano sabi ni Elijah? Baka naman natutulog yung Diyos niyo. Baka naman nag-holiday. Elijah is mocking yung Diyos nila kasi Diyos-Diyosan yan. Hindi nagre-respond.
ang patay na Diyos, ang walang kabuluhang Diyos. Yun po, ganun yung practice. They are saying, oh, Panginoon, gumalaw ka. No. Hindi po yun yung sabi niya. Hindi ganyan ang Diyos. Walang understanding ang mga Gentiles about being a father, to approach God as a father. Ang problema po dito is, look at verse 7 again. They think that they will be heard for the many words. Yun ang iniisip nila. So instead of approaching God as a father, di ba, kung sa inyo, may mga anak tayo, you know, ano yung pakiramdam? When dumapit, Daddy, gusto ko nito. Daddy, yun po yung gusto ng Panginoon. God wants us to be dependent sa Kanya na can speak directly sa ating Diyos. So instead, itong mga pagans, that instead of approaching God as a Father para itagutin ang kanilang prayer and to cast yung care nila sa Panginoon and to provide yung kanilang needs, they think na kailangan pa nila katukin yung pinto ng heaven. Lord, lumabas ka dyan! They think na kailangan nilang gawin to get the attention of their God, to inform Him. Lord, gusto ko lang sabihin sa iyo ano yung kailangan ko. It contrasts yung sinasabi ni Jesus. I remember nung one of the professors sa GTS, last semester lang din. Kinwento, na-invite siya mag-preach. That is Pastor Dave. Na-invite siya mag-preach sa isang church. I think, sa ibang bansa. And before daw siya mag-preach, merong nag-pray. And yung prayer na yun, it took 45 minutes na prayer. Ang haba daw ng prayer. Ang dami rin sinabing pangalan, ang daming pinag-pray, and iniisip daw niya, mga kapag-preach pa ba ako? 45 minutes of prayer. Wala pong wrong sa mahabang prayer. Pero, it should be appropriate sa occasion. Kung inataasan ka mag-pray for the food, huwag kang mag-pray ng 45 minutes for the food. Kailangan appropriate po yung prayer. Walang masama sa long prayer. Dapat lang po appropriate. Baka himatayin yung kakain. Ano? So, yung hindi kino-condemn ni Jesus yung mahabang prayer. Again, yung heart. Those people pray kasi they don't know who God is. Hindi alam nito mga tao, ito, mga Gentiles na to, kagaya na dinidescribe ni Jesus. He knows yung need before you even ask. Come to Him with the words na understandable sa'yo. Naalala niyo ba yung pagkamahal na araw sa Pilipinas? Di ba meron po yung tinatawag na pabasa? Hindi ko alam kung ano tawag sa inyo na pabasa sa amin. And yung mga matanda, nagpe-pray yun from 9 morning. May pray nila yung Hail Mary, Ave Maria. Paulit-ulit. And naalala ko lang, masarap sotang ho. Sopas pag may mga ganong pabasa, mahal na araw. And ang isa na-ano ko lang dito sa ganitong klaseng prayer is yung Catholic prayer. They even pray ang Our Father in Heaven, paulit-ulit. They pray the Rosary. Ito naalala ko nung binabasa ko itong ano to, na this is a reminder na this is a wrong prayer, a wrong way to approach God. Those are meaningless prayer. Ito yung tinatawag na mechanical prayer, na parang automatic na lang na hoping na God will answer one day. Siguro sinasabi mo ngayon, buti na lang born again Christian na ako, hindi na ako nagpe-pray ng mga rosary, hindi na ako nagpe-pray ng paulit-ulit na kinabisadong Our Father. Yeah, maaari. Maaari na, yun nga yung technically hindi ka na nagpe-pray ng ganun. Pero by practice sa everyday life natin, are we praying ba na mechanical prayer? Just going sa flow? Pagising mo automatic, Lord, thank you sa buhay, bagong araw. Kakain ka na, Lord, thank you sa blessing. Matutulog, Lord, thank you sa buong maghapon. Sustain me, sustain yung life ko, yung family ko tonight. And next day, same routine, same prayer, paulit-ulit. Hindi ba para na rin tayong Gentiles? We are praying na lang din without thinking. When we pray with highly theological words. Tinatry natin, oh, purihin ka, oh, Diyos, sa iyong kadakilan, sa iyong, you are omnipresent, lahat sinasabi mo. Napakadami pa, puri, which is, hindi masama yun, maganda po yun. Pero Jesus is addressing your heart, ang heart ng mga disciples, ng mga tao na to. Don't think that you can manipulate God by flattering God. God's, nakikita niya yung heart natin. This is what Jesus is saying, approach God
sincerely, not by manipulation. So, try to observe po yung prayer natin. Minsan, same words, same content, araw-araw. Jesus said, do not be like them. This kind of prayer is not exercising ng faith. It's a prayer na walang knowledge of God. Approach God as your Father. Mga kapatid, ito ang ginagawa sa atin ni Jesus. Ito yung ginawa ni Jesus sa lahat ng Kristiyano. Lahat tayo, before tayo naging Christian, wala tayong pagkilala sa Diyos. We are just like the pagans. We don't know how to approach God. We pray like the Gentiles na akala natin we can control God by saying ng maraming words. Pero when the goodness and mercy of God appears, He saved us. God transformed us to believe, to see the beauty ni Christ. Nung nakita natin na wala tayong relasyon sa Diyos, nakita rin natin the only way for us to be reconciled sa ating Diyos is Christ. Sa pamagitan lamang ng ginawa ni Christ, na I can be forgiven, na I can be reconciled sa Diyos. Our sin separates us from God. And wala tayong access sa Diyos. Remember nung nilagyan ng flaming sword, bentay ng angels yung garden? Sabi na, parang hindi na makabalik. That separates us. Yung sin na yon separates us from God. Ang pagtalikod natin sa kasalanan, which is repentance, and yung faith natin sa Panginoong Jesucristo, yun ang nagbigay sa atin ng assurance that we can now come to the Father with confidence. Yun lang po. Yun ang ating way to access the Father in heaven. Ang sacrificial death ni Kristo ay binayaran niya lahat ng kasalanan mo na naghiwalay sa iyo sa Diyos. Yun po yung ginawa ni Christ. And His resurrection guarantees yung ating forgiveness. Na meron tayong assurance na tapos na ang ating kasalanan. When Jesus says, it is finished. Finished na po. Wala ka nang ipag-work. Tapos na yung work niya to save His people. Tapos na rin ang work ng bawat isa sa atin. Wala na tayong idadagdag pa sa work ng salvation. It is finished. Don't try to add something sa salvation. That's heresy po. That's insult sa Panginoon. So when you pray, know who God is. And your knowledge of God will inform yung ating prayer. If you are in Christ, you are a child of God. You have the greatest privilege ng isang tao. And that is to come to God. How to grow sa prayer? Read ng scripture. Read the Bible. Study your Bible. Read with someone else. Grow in the knowledge of God. Yung po kailangan natin. And it will help us sa ating prayer. Yung po nindescribe ni Jesus, itong Gentiles na ito, they don't know who God is. Kaya kung ano-anong approach ang ginagawa nila. And you, disciples, itong meron kang relationship, approach Him as your Father. You can come to Him. Hindi mo na kailangan magsasalita ng kung ano. We can pray with sincere words if we know who God is. Yan po ang last point natin. Pray with sincere word. Look at verse 8. Do not be like them, the Gentiles or pagans, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is a comfort and encouragement sa bawat Kristiyano. To know na God is our Father because of Jesus Christ, and as a children of God, we can approach Him as our loving Father who is gracious and willing to hear yung ating prayer. Ang word of Father dito is what separates ang hypocrites, Gentiles, sa tunay na disciples, sa tunay na Kristiyano. Ang relationship with God, ang ating relationship with God as our Father makes the big difference pagdating sa prayer. Hypocrites and Gentiles pray with the wrong motive, wrong way, dahil they don't know God. Wala silang relationship with God. That relationship separates us from unbeliever. Kung nandito ka ngayon, and you know na wala kang relasyon sa Panginoon, wala kang relasyon kay Christ, kahit palagi kang nagbabasa ng Bible, kahit palagi kang nagpe-pray, weekly ay nasa church ka, umatin ka ng Bible study, if you don't have Christ,
ito ay hypocrisy. Ito ay pagan practices. You are just doing a religion. God is looking for a relationship, not a religion. Dahil mas maraming magagaling mag-practice ng religion, just like the Pharisees. Yan ang sinabi ni Jesus sa chapter 5. Exceed ang righteousness ng Pharisees. Because hindi yun ang kailangan sa kingdom of heaven. If you wala kang kay Kristo sa buhay mo, you are a hypocrite, you are a pagan, it's a religion practice. Dahil you can never access God, the Father, without Christ. When Jesus said sa John 14:6, na no one can come to the Father except through me, that includes prayer. You cannot bypass Jesus Christ and go direct sa Diyos Ama. Na ito po ay insulto sa Diyos. You approach God the Father without Christ. Sabi sa John, 1 John 2 verse 23, if you deny the Son, Jesus Christ, you deny the Father. Even your prayer, if you are not in Christ, wala kang relationship kay Christ, you are praying, yung praying mo ay paulit-ulit lang, you're a pagan. Hindi mo alam kung sino ang Diyos. Friends, I'm not trying to I'm giving you tong I'm not trying to discourage you na wag ka na pumunta ng church. I love you kasi I want to tell you the truth. Don't be religious. Nasa church araw-araw, linggo-linggo. Friends, ang kailangan mo si Kristo, relationship sa Diyos. Itong message ito, this is a gracious invitation for you if you are not in Christ. One word will change your life forever. Paulit-ulit sinasabi ni Jesus, come. Try to listen sa word ni Jesus, come. That will change your life. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will give you the bread of life. Come to me and I will restore you to your Creator, your Father in heaven. This is what God wants from us, a relationship. Turn away from your sin na nagseseparate sa atin sa Diyos. Turn to Christ. Ask God to forgive you sa mga kasalanan mo. Salvation is to know God and to know Jesus Christ. Yan po yung makikita natin sa John 17 verse 3. And this is eternal life. Alin po? That they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Kung wala tayong relationship kay Kristo and you want to know more about Jesus Christ, i-approach po any of the member or any sa mga elders. After ng service, you can approach us. We are more than willing to tell you about Jesus Christ. Yan po ang kailangan ng bawat isa sa atin. Mga kapatid kay Kristo, mga Kristiyano, know who you are and know who your God is. Yan po ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Ang ating understanding of God and the gospel should inform yung ating prayer. Binigay sa atin ng Diyos ang ating greatest need. Our deepest need, ano po yun? Salvation, reconciliation. And bilang mga anak ng Diyos, we can rest assured na He knows our needs. Yun ang sinabi ni Jesus. Even before we ask Him, God. Look at verse 8 again, last part. Your Father, relationship, knows what you need before you ask Him. You don't have to manipulate sa mga words. You don't have na magsalita ng tama to articulate, speak what is in your heart. If you are in so deep sorrow, sabihin mo, Panginoon, hirap na hirap ako. The book of Psalms, marami pong lament. And the book of Psalms, lament is teaching us to express ang ating deep sorrow sa Panginoon. God knows. You don't have to pretend. This should comfort us na He knows before we even ask. Eh, huwag tayong magkunwari. This should inform yung prayer natin. Do not be like hypocrites. Do not seek for the reward of men. Do not be like Gentiles na hindi nila alam paano lumapit sa Diyos. You don't need many words to control God. Pray intimately and sincerely to your Father in heaven. He knows ang lahat ng needs mo. And He is gracious to reward you, willing to reward you. Go to your Father with confidence. Jesus Christ secured yung relationship na yun para sa atin. This week po, tong week na to, try to start a discipline sa ating prayer. Try nyo po.
Don't just let day pass na wala tayong ginagawa sa ating prayer life. Set aside ng time for intimate prayer and communion with God. Hindi kailangan ng highly theological words. Hindi kailangan very articulate ka. God doesn't care sa words na bibitawan mo. Hindi niya bibilangin gaano karami sinabi mo. God search our heart. That's what matters sa Diyos. He knows everything na kailangan mo. Psalm 139, na-preach ni Pastor Alvin a few weeks ago. He knows when you sit up and when you lie down. As sinasabi na, He knows yung life mo, day in, day out. He knows your thoughts from afar. He knows you. He knows your words before you speak. These are God. Ito ang Diyos natin. Bakit pa tayo magpapaligoy-ligoy? So don't be a hypocrite and Gentile sa harapan ng Diyos. You are a child of God. You have all the benefits ng heaven dahil kay Christ. Be confident in prayer. I'll leave you with this. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare His own Son, Jesus, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Let's pray. Oh Father, thank You for Your Son, Jesus. Dahil kay Jesus, we can now come to You with confidence and boldness. Salamat sa word ni Jesus sa Matthew 6, verse 5 to 8. Panginoon, help us to pray, to apply ang teaching na ito sa aming pang-araw-araw na buhay. Help us sa mga araw na darating. May we pray without ceasing. May we cast our cares sa Panginoon. Everything, help us. Help us to desire to know You more and to inform yung prayer namin. I prayed na everyone dito sa Crossroads that we would be a man and women of prayer. And for those na andito ngayon na walang relasyon kay Kristo, Father, would You save them? Open their eyes to see their greatest need right now. It's not religion. They need a relationship with You, not makikita lang kay Kristo. May they know You as their loving Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.